you talk about how it is important for the front seven to work in unison when creating a pass rush and sacking the quarterback.
Yes. No, I think the biggest thing, more so than the front seven for the defensive unit period, is going to be the closeness. You know, how close we're able to get, you know, just as far as bonding, understanding how one another plays. The chemistry is going to have to be there. You know, I can definitely tell you in Seattle, there was a point where, you know, everyone was trying to rack up these stats and go out and get sacks, but it wasn't until we understood that we need everyone for the pass rush. You know, you have to rush as a unit. You have to rush in unity. And when you're able to do that, I mean, you're able to create so much pressure that it gets to the point it doesn't matter who gets the sack, you know, because we're all celebrating. We all have success when someone gets a sack. So if we're able to get that mindset, and it doesn't matter who gets the sack, but to know that we're all working together, we're all putting pressure on the quarterback, and whoever gets there, you know, and you have to be selfless like that to be on a great defense, because everyone's not going to get the big stuff.
How do you view the challenge of coming to a team that wasn't very good on the defensive side of the ball and kind of helping to lead a resurgence? How do you kind of view that challenge?
I think with the guys that got there already and the help of the guys that's coming in, I think as long as we gel together as quickly as possible, I think we play hard and just get after the quarterback and get up the offense, we'll be fine. I mean, because we are good players. You just take the right gel and take the right coaching. We'll be great.
And just what are your general thoughts on, you know, just kind of getting a fresh start, you know, having a chance to kind of establish yourself with a brand new team?
You know, I'm excited. You know, I think we have a good thing going here. The players, the coaches, everybody's excited. And, you know, like I said earlier, it's just about everybody coming together, getting the job done, and going out here winning games. And it's not all about me. It's about the team. And that's what we're going to try to do starting on the sixth, is everybody working out, you know, and having fun and setting everybody's mindset to one thing, and that's winning games.
You know, we've heard a lot of players talk about Coach Quinn putting them in the best possible place to succeed. Having some firsthand experience of that, what do you see as the benefits of those attributes, and just what he is able to do with players within his system?
Well, I think that he does put his players in the best possible situation. And I think that it shows, you know, on game day, because the competition and the fun that we have is shown well, because it starts in practice and things like that through the preparation. And, you know, him just having the knowledge of, okay, this guy can do this good, this guy can do this good, so I'm gonna put him in that position to be able to make plays, to, you know, to work to his strengths, and that's a great thing.